Blog Talk Radio.
Dip, 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 dip. Trick, trickle, splash, splash. Tell me how long will this rain last? The rain keeps dropping, there ain't no stopping. Tell me how long will this rain last? Trick, trickle, slop, slop. Just got to see my feet don't drop. She's there waiting and I'm hesitating. Tell me just when the rain will stop.
Run and dig my clothes here, boy. One button roll. Well, you know.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America, a party book. See, hablo key English. Well, what's going on? A lot is going on. Americans are waking up to find out there's been a communist takeover of their country. They can't believe it. They refuse to admit it. And of course, if you're watching anything but Fox, you're not getting the truth. I got to tell you, if you're watching anything but Fox, you're not getting the truth. I call it the five-second news. Any truth on Marine killing NBC or the communist bashing system, CBS, or Always Be Communist, ABC, they have what's called the five-second news. Like if you lose a whole SEAL team, that'll be gone from the news in 5 seconds. But if Obama is brushing his teeth from side to side, you'll get to see that footage for half an hour. So what are we looking at today? We're looking at the raid on Chick-fil-A. Did you catch that video clip where the communist pulled up to the drive-in window of a Chick-fil-A restaurant? And a very polite and businesslike a lady said, "Yes, sir, can I help you?" And he started to browbeat her with all kinds of communist trash propaganda. And he insulted her at least 3 times, and the girl kept her composure. But if you look at that video clip, you can see her heart rate pick up as the nasty man does his dirty work. Well, it turns out that Nasty Man got fired, and he happens to be a financial officer. Oh, boy, the pride of the company. Yes, I think his pink slip said, "We're so ashamed of you. Go." Good. I'm glad he got it. And he's lucky that he got a polite, a good company employee from Chick-fil-A, because if he had got my buddy, Baby Huey, Baby Huey would have been through that than through that window into his window. Baby, you were used to have a job as a busboy up in the Catskills. And he was waiting on a table, and the show off head of the table was berating him, and he was threatening to have him fired, and he was calling him incompetent. So, and he demanded more butter. So Baby Huey gave him more butter right in the face. You know that James Cagney movie with the grapefruit? He did it with butter. And then he tendered his resignation. Yeah, and that's what should happen to people who hurt people that are working. It's hard enough to have a job today, let alone keep one, and to have somebody come in and get in your face and ruin your day. My wife came back from shopping, and she said there was a woman in front of her complaining about people with the number of items and complaining about this and that. And I said, I wonder how much she's going to complain when she has to carry a mattress over her head going over the George Washington Bridge during the evacuation. Yeah. You know what? People that don't get it now don't get it then. My wife says the people who are miserable in their early years are the same in their last years. So, there's an Irish tune called The Bard of Armagh, and it says, merry-hearted boys make the best of old men. So, now having said that, let me take a break and we'll talk some more. I watched a documentary on TV today. I usually watch the military channel, and there was a tribute to a corporal named Das, and I think he was a Seventh-day Adventist, and when he enlisted in the service, or was drafted in the service, he asked not to be in a unit that has guns. He was a conscientious objector. So, they said, okay, you want to be a conscientious objector? You're going to be a corpsman. He says, okay, I'll be a corpsman, but I'm not carrying a gun. And when he got assigned to his outfit, the people that were there held him in a total disregard. As a matter of fact, his commanding officer said he would do anything in his power to get him out of the unit of brave men. And his commanding officer, Corporal Das, got married while he was still in training. You know, he got a weekend pass or something, and he went home and got married. And his wife came down and took a hotel room near the base. And Corporal Das asked if he could get a pass to go see his wife. And this his commanding officer wouldn't let him. He wouldn't let him see his wife. What a rat, huh? Well, the commanding officer called Das a coward, and he called him this, and he called him that. And when they shipped overseas, and they landed in Okinawa, and I never noticed, there was two Army divisions in Okinawa, along with two Marine divisions. When he got to Okinawa, at the first battle, his commanding officer cut and ran. And that's the way that goes. And later on, he saved his commanding officer's life and carried a wounding commanding officer back to an aid station. But anyway, in one overnight battle, he saved 75 troops, knowing that the wounded on the battlefield at night would be tortured by the Japanese. He went out at night and kept bringing them back during the night to get to an aid station. So it turns out, and if you've seen this guy, he's just an average guy. He was carrying guys back two at a time, and he was not very heavy. I think he was 160 pounds. And he was lowering guys over a cliff in a special sling that he had rigged up. And he finally took a few rounds and an explosion. And when he got back to the rear, he realized he had lost something of value. You know what it was? His Bible. Oh, here's a good one. It was taking too long to make progress in his division's area, combat area. So there were two mountains they had to take. And he was on one mountain, and the rest of the division was on another. And they were getting ready to kick off the operation, and he asked if he had time to read his Bible. And they said, make it quick. So he read his Bible, and when they took the two mountains, the division that had the other mountain got cut to pieces. And the division that was with Corporal Das didn't have one casualty. So the next time they had an assault, and they said, we're kicking off, he says, do I have time to say prayers? They take all the time you want. And they have pictures of him being decorated by Harry Truman, who was the last Democrat. JFK, you could say, was the last Democrat, but the last real Democrat was Harry Truman. And you have to see the look of pride on Harry Truman's face when he puts the Congressional Medal of Honor on Corporal Das. You can feel it through the film. But anyway, so he was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, and he never carried a gun. And he's a man for all seasons. If you see how he lives his life and how he gets through life, you know there's a great place for him in heaven. If you believe in heaven. If you don't, then you'd be demonstrating against Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Okay, so let me give you a tune, and we'll have some fun. Have you seen God in the USA today? Has anybody seen God? Do you know in the 50s, one out of three rock and roll songs had God in them? Where's God today? He ain't in Hollywood. He ain't in the media. He's not in public school. He's not in communist colleges. Where is God today? Is he in the military? Yeah, but they're trying to get rid of him. They got chaplains that have to go into a closet to say the words, Jesus Christ. Yeah, we're in trouble. The communists have taken over and we don't know it.
When the twilight is gone, and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come into my heart, and here in my heart you will stay. While I pray, my prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day. My friend is a rapture in blue with the world far away and your lips close to mine. To know.
Together are a perfect a harmony, and they break up after being very successful. They break up and they never realize the thrill again. That's like us in America. We're the group that used to have perfect harmony, but we have been splintered. And we've all been compartmentalized. And you're either this group, that group, but you can't be American. That's the one thing you can't be American, because Americans are all for one. So, you've got to seek refuge in the party of death, the party that enables butchers to kill children. The party that enables drug dealers to go legit. The party that says you can burn the flag, it's free speech. Yeah. You can wear it as a bikini. You can wear it on your ass. But never show respect for the flag that drapes the coffin. I watched a documentary yesterday on a guy who is back from Iraq. He's only missing two legs, one arm, and he's in rehab trying to make what's left of him work. And he's got the artificial legs, and he's in a gym. And he's trying to balance himself on the legs. And he's got a chain attached to his back, attached to a big weight. And he's pulling the weight to build up his strength and to give himself momentum when he moves. And that's the price that one American, who you will never meet, paid so you couldn't listen to Mayor Bloomberg tell you you're taking in too much salt. Man, are our priorities screwed up? Are we a screwed up nation? Why do we send people to Congress that hurt us? Why do we send senators there who sell us out to the UN? When did America give up its sovereignty? Why do we let their little games and tricks lure us into the devil's trap? We're in trouble. We're in big trouble, and the majority don't know it. You know why you don't know it? Because you're not watching the Truth Channel. If you're not watching Fox, you're not getting the truth. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. And one day we won't have the Fox Channel, and they'll be under house arrest, along with you and me. But of course, if you're true to your colors, you'll testify against me. Yeah, I knew him. He was in America, and not only is he an American, he's a Catholic. He's a Catholic. I can testify to it. Yeah, Catholics think that any Catholic that's in the Democrat Party today is an atheist. Yeah, unbelievable. Are you talking about? I'm a practicing Catholic. I'm going to keep practicing till I get it right. I am not one of the true Catholics like Kennedy, Kerry, and Pelosi, those born-again Catholics, those Ten Amendments to the Ten Commandment Catholics. Okay, let me see what news we got. I'll read you some blogs. We didn't just lose this country. We lost it over 50 years. We lost it over the free love generation and the free drug generation. Now the free lovers and the free druggers are college professors, and they're persecuting conservatives. You can't be a college professor and a conservative today. Did you know that? And somebody just wrote a book, and Notre Dame is not a Catholic college. There you go. Undermine everything. That's the Soviet style. Did you ever read the 45 goals of the Communist Party? They've achieved every one. It was issued in a was read into the congressional record in 1962. 45 goals of the Communist Party, and they've achieved every one. And like Jimmy from Brooklyn says, America thought that when the wall came down that the Soviets were defeated. They only got stronger. And they had new ways into the United States. And one way was the drug route. And when every time you smoke a joint, you kill a Mexican. And there are 70,000 dead Mexicans today because of America's need for weed. I don't need weed that bad that I gotta kill him. I gotta kill a fellow man. I don't need weed that bad. I would like to see 1,200,000 kids not being murdered next year. That would make me feel good. I'd like to see a dope-free city in the United States. That would make me feel good. Welcome to Podunk, the only drug-free city in America. We'd all be moving there. Because you know what the penalty for drugs is. The penalty for drugs is death. And while you're on the way to dying, smoking the weed that's going to give you lung cancer, your house is being robbed by fellow junkies. Your business is being robbed by fellow junkies. And they're your relatives. I can't believe he had access to my drawer. Yeah, you know we're in trouble. Every gate on every storefront is drug-related. Every window with bars is drug-related. 90% of all crime committed in the USA is drug-related.
Well, we have some fine rehab units.
How about you have some fine people that don't need to be rehabbed? How about you say no to drugs?
Oh, say no to drugs. Who made that up? You know that drugs has been around forever. Cleopatra smoked weed.
Didn't make it right. Didn't make it right. And it was bad papyrus. Yeah, what a joke.
Well, they've had alcohol. You know they outlawed alcohol, and look what that did. Yeah, it made everybody thirsty for about a week.
Yeah. Don't compare a drunkie to a junkie. The most a drunkie will steal from you is the tip money at the bar. And it is harder for drunkies to commit crimes. Drug addicts got to sneak around. They're very clever. They lie, they cheat, they steal. That's the three ingredients of the drug culture. Drunkies, they can be spotted a mile away. You can hear them coming with the recycling cans and bottles banging together. And drunkies get some nice barroom tans as their liver continues to shrink. Yeah, drugs suck. And every American thinks he's the first master experimenter. Yeah, unbelievable. And they think they're the latest state of the art. There is no such thing as the latest state of the art. It's obsolete tomorrow. So, now hang in there. We'll give you an anti-drug song.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kick. I dwell in a dark dominion, way down by the river Styx. A devil is
me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kix. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for Kix? When a young cat full of fly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for Kix. Kix is always in demand, cause Kix is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only Kix they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover. She knows sin and virtue don't mix. The mama raised her prim and proper, but now while her pills couldn't stop her, when she's on a manhunt for Kix, for Kix, yeah, yeah, looking for Kix, just Kix, nothing but Kix. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix, so look me up just anytime. The name is Mr. Name is Mr. Kix.
Can you name 4 black ministers? Jesse James Jackson, Al Tawana Brawley Sharpton, Reverend Wrong Wright, Louis Farrakhan. There's 4 right there. Can you name a 5th? No, there's only 4. There's only 4 black ministers in the whole country? That's all. That's all you ever see on the media. That's all you ever see in the news. Come on, there's got to be more than 4. How about that little church on 137th Street in Amsterdam Avenue? Doesn't that have a minister? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they got a minister there. They got a nice little congregation of people pulled together. They believe in Jesus Christ. But you're not going to see them on TV. They're trying to save their kids from death and disaster. You're not going to see that. You're only going to see the crutch people. You're only going to see the broken ladder rung people. We're not going to show you the good. We're only going to show you what we say is good. Unless you go to Fox, the Truth Channel.
Swing low, sweet Cadillac. Coming for to carry me. Going home,
coming for to carry me.
Coming for to carry me. Going home, coming for to carry me. Coming for to carry me. Coming for to carry me.
New York Post today headline. Stop and frisk. Cut down by the mayor. Crime increases 12%. You know what? One day I'm going to read in the paper. New York City, murder statistics, 0. Everybody's dead. Yeah, give me a break, guys. Huh? Get this mayor away from me. Get that governor away from me. Isn't it time New York stopped going communist? You know, I was speaking to Jimmy from Brooklyn one day, and we were talking about how different ethnic groups are made to look a certain way. You know, all Jews are money hungry. All the Irish are drunks. All the Italians are in the mafia. All the blacks are in narcotics. All the Latinos are in narcotics. And I said to myself, I said to Jimmy, what do you think about that? He goes, guess how many Italians are in the mafia? I says, how many? He says, 3,000. Guess how many communists are on the Lower East Side? 200,000. And that's why we got what we got. We got a city that went down the tubes. It's now it's the Empire toilet. we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Foreigners are coming here and buying our real estate. Yeah. You know, in the Middle East, you can't own real estate unless you're a native. You can't buy real estate in Kuwait unless you're a native. They know what's precious. We're too busy selling each other out. We don't pay attention to those details. You think about it. Ask yourself, why did the Chinese buy 50,000 acres in Idaho? Do you want to be close to the potatoes? Yeah. Unbelievable. Wait till they start auctioning off this country. And it's in the process right now. They haven't set the date, but it's in process. And you know who's getting the shaft at the most in this country, without being ironic? The coal miners. They're getting the shaft. This government is too big. It needs to be cut in half. Its expenses need to be cut in half. And when you do that, you will be able to pay your bills. And you'll have more jobs than you can handle. You gotta whittle this government down to size. You know what these guys do? They go and they dream up legislation. Because they're legislators. That's what they do. So, if you're an Olympic a medal winner and you got gold, you owe the government $8,000. Why do you think they're putting on 8,000 new revenue agents?
Because they're going after George Clooney?
They're coming after you, man. They're coming after me. They're coming after your children. Anything that you wanted to leave your kids, you're going to have to leave to the government. It's going to be like an organ donor. Wait till you see. They're going to have a 401k donor card. If I get killed in an accident, I leave my 401k to the government. And if you sign that card, you'll be registered in the Communist Hall of Fame. Yeah, and you'll get a free baseball hat. But nobody will play ball with you. It is sad, man. We're in trouble. So let's see what else is happening. I started to say the miners are getting the shaft, but it's not only the miners. It's the fishermen. It's the farmers. The farmers are getting a terrible shaft of Rudy. And I got to tell you something. The Department of Agriculture should stop giving out less food stamps. Maybe they should have to eat. For every one that they give out, they got to eat one. Yeah. And then take Obama's picture off the food stamps. It's embarrassing. Unbelievable. Everybody's got... I used to joke. I love this country. Everything free. I have 9 Social Security numbers. And then I would hold up my hand, open up my fingers twice for 20. I have 9 Social Security numbers. I love this country. Everything free. I love Obama. He is my hero. He gives me food stamp. I get food stamp. I bought my first house with a food stamp. I bought my summer home with a food stamp. Yeah, we're in trouble. Oh, that farmer in Nebraska? And tell him not to go home early. We need that food stamp money. You're paying your bills? You have to bail out California. Yeah, remember Arnold Schwarzenegger? Oh, save us, Arnold. He's coming. He's going to save us. Yeah. What did he do? You got to stop electing these Hollywood idols. Grow up, kids. Yeah. And what's his name? Jason Bieber. He's not ready for the presidency. Give him another 2 months. Obama's got almost 4 consecutive years of losing his shirt, which is my shirt, which he took off my back. And I had government help in losing my shirt. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. You don't know it. You don't realize it. The kids today, they don't know. They don't know what they've been born into. You know, you never miss what you never had. If you used to have freedom and you don't know what it's like, you ain't going to miss it. You'll be at those little communist demonstrations marching for mankind. I'm marching for mankind today. Yeah. Wait till you have to go up into the hills and hope that you can find some of those weapons that your ancestors buried during the revolution so you have a fighting chance against your brother who's coming after you in a tank. Yeah, don't think that day can't happen. And you know, FEMA camps can be concentration camps overnight. Don't think that can't happen. My famous saying is, never can happen, happens all the time. So, hang in there. Obama cracks me up. He never had a job a day in his life. He's been, he was born with a silver bicycle seat. Yeah, he's had it made in the shade with Kool-Aid. And he says that nobody made it alone. Well, you know what he's got to do? He's got to rent a movie from Netflix called The Porn Broker with Rod Steiger. Rod Steiger has a porn shop in Harlem. And he has a young Latino who wants to apprentice under him so that one day he can have his own porn shop. And he turns to Rod Steiger and goes, "How do you Jews make money?" And Rod Steiger looks at him and he says, "First you buy a piece of cloth, and then you don't eat for a week. And you cut it in two, and you sell two pieces of cloth. And then you give up a little more food and a little more time. And then you sell those two pieces of cloth, and you buy two more pieces of cloth. And then you have four pieces of cloth." And the guy's scratching his head. He doesn't understand what he's saying. And that's Obama. He doesn't understand what America is saying. Hang in there. Sidebar to Bibi Netanyahu. And don't wait too long. Don't worry about this election. You do what you gotta do. Because nobody's gonna come to your aid when you lose. Just like nobody's going to take us in when we lose. Oh no, the world will take us in, and they'll take us to Siberia, and we'll be in those happy camps like gulags, and we'll earn a living, we'll be digging in those salt mines, yes, and we'll have good medical care. Yeah, a rifle butt in the back of the head. You people have no idea what's coming. You lose this country, you won't be fit to live anywhere. Nobody likes a loser. So, Bibi, you pick the time. Remember what Patton said. Never let the enemy choose the killing ground. You choose the killing ground. And he also said, no good battle decision was ever made in a swivel chair. So, fight on, Bibi. And maybe, once again, when you remind the world that Israel was not bred to die, maybe Obama will let you leave by the front door. But then again, maybe you can come and help us throw him out at the back door, like he did to you, made you walk past the garbage. Well, we can do the same. We can let Obama walk past the garbage. The garbage that he created, the unemployment that he created, the funds that he wasted, the wild schemes and vote-buying incidents. Yeah, we can punish him for that. We can punish him for selling us out to the Soviet Union. I can't say much right now, but you're going to be in like Flynn when I'm back in. Yeah. Oh, he never said that. Come on. Come on, stop going to lying school. Tell the truth and shame the devil. He hates this country. He hates the Southland. He hasn't given the Southland one job. Not one. He's uprooted all the deep water oil rigs. He sent them to Brazil and loaned Brazil the money to drill oil for China. This man is more un-American than Joseph Stalin. We're in trouble. And if we don't get rid of this this pus, we're all going to be sick and unemployed. What manufacturer wants to build something in this country? And you know who's getting it the worst? The farmers are getting screwed right and left. And let me tell you something. When you screw the farmer, you're going to starve. You're going to pray for the day when you had a slice of bread. Because this government hurts everybody that can do it good and enables everybody that can hurt it more than they do. Massachusetts, you should fold your doors. You should never send anybody to Washington. And I'm praying against the odds that Mitt Romney will not be another Massachusetts communist. And I think we got a chance with Mitt. And I think he's starting to come on a little strong now. And you're going to see the communists lie. They're going to lie about everything. They're going to say his dog is having an affair with a cat. These people, I look at Harry Reid. He has it under confidential authority that Romney didn't pay any taxes. Well, did Clinton pay any taxes on the bribe money they took? What bribe money? You never took any bribe money. How about the $450,000 that they took from the Vignali crime family and left their brother, Hillary's brother, holding the bag, which was $50,000 short when they had to give it back? How about the $450,000 that Hillary got from her mamas? Yeah. How about that? Oh, no. She caught that mistake and she sent it back. You mean we caught that mistake and then she had to send it back? Yeah. What about Christopher Dodd's special interest mortgage interest account? Oh, that was available to anybody that can legally do insider trading, like the House and the Senate. How about we terminate everybody's term of office and put them all in jail? Well, I'm an innocent man. I wasn't like that. You can't prove it. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. What is he talking about? Is he talking about our champagne contributions? We're entitled to that. We passed the law a long time ago. We get all the gravy. We get our cut. We can inside trade. After all, we know who's going to get the goodies next. So why not buy a few shares? But if you do that in Wall Street, you go to jail. Well, and not only that, but we fine them. And we take that money too. And America gets its day in court. Yeah. The tennis court. So I don't know if you've seen this documentary yet, but if you do, you're going to see what the handwriting is on the wall for all of us. This guy has a business, and it looks like it's somewhere in the Midwest. And he's got 40 employees. So him and his wife decide they're going to buy a nice little piece of property overlooking a lake, and they check, you know, to make sure that there's no title problems or there's no incumbent legislation on it. And sure enough, it comes up clean in the title search. So they buy this piece of property, and they draw plans for a house, and they submit the plans to the local community, and it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of land. It's overlooking this lake. You look right down the whole lake, and they bring in some rock gravel to start laying a foundation, and all of a sudden, three guys show up in Washington suits and say, "We're from the EPA. Stop what you're doing. You're in wetlands." Guy says, "What wetlands? There's no wetlands here." Said, "They're in wetlands. You're in a wetland zone, and you have to put back what you already did, and we're issuing you a citation, and the penalty is $30,000 a day in fines until you correct the problem. Thank you very much." So they run to town. They ask. They send two certified letters to the EPA. None of them are returned. No answers back. They go to town. They say they go to the EPA and they say, "Let's see this map where you have we're alleged to have beyond wetlands. So the person opens up the map, and sure enough, they're not in the wetlands. That's all right. Doesn't matter. The EPA is the law. EPA says, if you can afford $30,000 a day to fight us, go ahead. We got all the time in the world. We just stole all your time. And the guy's looking at his 40 employees and goes, you know, if I got to pay this penalty, I got to go out of business. I got 40 people out of a job. Well, nobody got started on their own. Yeah, nobody got started on their own. What a bum. What a bum. And he's supported by bums. So anyway, now he's this couple whose wife is totally heartbroken every time she talks about it. How would you like to live with this hanging over your head? You and the missus against the entire weight of the federal government. And now you're going before the Supreme Court. And that's a diaper day for the individual, let me tell you. The mighty Supreme Court is going to cast your fate to the winds. You don't want your day in court. You never want to be in court. Any jerk that thinks he's going to get his day in court will be sorely distressed. Stay away from lawyers, judges, and people who say they can help you from the government. Yeah, like Ronald Reagan said, yeah, the most terrifying words to ever hear is, "Hi, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you." They are terrible. They have no idea what's going on. Least of all them. Well, I'm for the little guy. Yeah, and what do you do for him? Oh, I step on him. What else do you do for him? Well, I make it a law that his daughter doesn't have to tell him she's gonna have an abortion. That's none of his business. That's a woman's right to choose. You know what I want? I want every male politician who votes to kill kids. I want every male politician to have an abortion. Just once.
Well, they don't have ovaries.
It's all right. Take a kidney. Take a bladder. You would see a big change in attitude, man.
I don't think I'm going to vote on that this year. We're in trouble.
You know, the 45 goals of the Communist Party have already been achieved. And they're getting rid of your God. Now in Ohio, the people of Ohio who were sending their sons and daughters to war are being forced not to count their ballots by the Department of Justice. Have you heard lately about the gun situation with Eric Holder? Have you heard lately anything about that? Oh, was that in the 5-second news? It's gone already? It's not the issue anymore? How about the 22 dead Navy SEALs that were killed in an ambush? A phone-ahead ambush. Is that not news anymore? Oh, they were buried before they even got on the plane. Oh, well, America's looking out for America again, huh? How about Lieutenant Behenna, who was found guilty by 7 officers who never saw combat? How about that one? He's rotting away in. He's rotting away in. Is it Fort Lewis? Fort Lewis, Washington? He's rotting away in a prison. His whole life is over. His young, American, God and country life is over. He's being made an example of to please the communists. The communists run your country. The communists are going to arrest all the chaplains in the military. The communists run your country. You don't think Chuck Schumer is a communist? You don't think Harry Reid is a communist? You don't think Nancy Pelosi? Oh, no, she's a millionaire. Hey, you never heard of Grey Poupon communists? John Kerry?
I was in Vietnam, and I was being recorded setting fire to a hooch, and I used it in my campaign speech. I shot a Vietnamese kid in the back. Well, I really didn't. I think I missed him. But I had my cameraman right with me filming every brave moment I undertook. And I also testified against President Nixon.
who was responsible for the entire Vietnamese War. If it hadn't been for President Nixon, we never would have went to Vietnam. The Democrat Party is without sin. We are jam tight and jelly free. You think Scott Brown from Massachusetts is a Republican? Oh, the Republicans won a Senate seat in Massachusetts. Yeah, now get Scott Brown to vote with you. Yeah. Oh, I can't believe we were betrayed by Scott Brown today. Yes, yes. You know what? We should have run somebody that would have gotten more sympathy. Yes, we should have run a. Can you run an animal?
Hang in there, boys and girls. We'll give you a continuation. I think I'm going to go to this guy next because I saw something today that really got me going.
You know how many men have died in this country, for this country, to be buried honorably in a flagged draped coffin? Do you realize how bad off we are with the crap that we are sending to run this country? Do you have any idea how many motives of how many communists are already in the House and the Senate? Can you imagine a senator voting to burn the flag of the United States? They will tell you it was the Flag Desecration Act, and they believe that burning a flag is freedom of speech, and that's why they didn't vote for the Flag Desecration Act. It should be called the Flag Firing Squad Act. Do you know how sad it makes me to see a state like Massachusetts send two flag burners, a state like New York send two flag burners, a state like Delaware who sends two flag burners? This is the one that got me today. I turn on the TV, and I love to watch the military channel. And there's a guy, he's taking credit for the sacrifice of many Americans, all who came home in flag-draped coffins. His name is Senator Carper from Delaware. I don't care what he's done, what his track record is. The day he voted to burn our flag, not my flag, our flag, because if you die in this country in a war, you're going to be buried under that flag too. And if war comes to us like it did in 9/11 New York, you're going to get buried under that flag too. And for Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, John Kerry, Ted Kennedy, who's now getting his digest punishments. Yeah. Boiler number three, man. Extra cold for that boy. To have a senator like Carper vote to burn the flag, I consider that to be the ultimate betrayal. Two senators from Hawaii, both World War II veterans, decorated veterans, betrayed their fellow soldiers, their bunk buddies, their foxhole buddies, by voting to burn the flag. But you know why? They're all Democrats. And the Democrats will vote party over country any day of the week. And here's the thing that really got me. There's a Hollywood actor that's running this series. It's a very good series. And he plays wartime movies, you know, in relation to his promotion of the U.S. military. And there sits a Senator Carper from the state of Delaware, which was the first state, I believe, to recognize the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence. I know that the guy who rode in sickness to go to Philadelphia to sign the Declaration of Independence, I think his name was Rodney Cesar. He rode from Delaware through windstorms, hailstorms, flooded creeks, to be in Philadelphia to sign the Declaration of Independence. And what do we got today? And I think he had cancer, though. And what do we have today? We have a piece of pus who calls himself a senator, who speaks for his fellow Americans. And then the knife went further into my heart. They announced he's a West Point graduate. A West Point graduate! What West Point graduate votes to burn the American flag? Who? Who? I couldn't believe it. It took two buckets full of vomit before I calmed down. I couldn't believe it. And I remember Douglas MacArthur taking back, "I will return. I shall return to the Filipino people. Rise up and avenge your sacred dead." At the flag-raising ceremony on the retaking of Manila, let that flag never be taken down by foreigners again. And here we got Senator Carper from Delaware. My friends, if you want to do something for your country, you don't have to take up arms. You don't have to demonstrate. All you got to do is walk into a voting booth with my list of flag burners and vote out everyone. Vote out everyone. There are 48 senators who voted to burn the flag. 80% of them vote to kill full-term kids. They will bayonet a baby in the head. They will burn your flag. And you got them representing what? A loser state? There's 125, I call them Viet Congress mice. The ones who betrayed us in Nam. The ones who were back home smoking weed and dirtying up the streets. Did you know that Hillary Clinton, who voted to burn the flag, who the communist media, if you're watching NBC, you're not getting the truth. If you're watching ABC, you're not getting the truth. If you're watching a CBS, you're not getting the truth. If you're listening to the perverted bestiality system, PBS, you're not getting the truth. My friends, you got to wake up. You got to get to freedom. You got first step, you go to the island of freedom. That's Fox News. You get Fox News, you got the truth. You got a fair shake at the truth. These other guys, they're all working for the communist Democrats. If you're a Democrat, you're a communist. If you're a left winger, you're a communist. If you're a progressive, you're a communist. If you're an atheist who's voting to take the cross down, you're a communist. You're my enemy. All 18,000 of you who put the pressure on the city of Steubenville to remove the cross from their logo, the cross of the university that educates the students that go there. You demanded that the cross be removed. Are you going to tell the states that have cities like Sacramento, that have cities like Los Angeles, that have cities like Santa Cruz, like St. Mary's in Georgia? You're going to tell them they have to remove all traces of Jesus Christ? What are you going to do? Put chicken fillet out of business? My friends, do not vote for a flag burner. 80% of flag burners will bayonet a baby in the head on the way out of the Freedom Canal. They don't care. They're murdering 1,200,000 Americans a year, and they're letting that many in illegally. And it's not all Mexicans. They don't care about the Mexicans. They care about the drug flow. They want the drug flow. They're going to legalize it. Do you know how many cigarette companies are going to get rich overnight when they legalize weed? Are you going to contain it? You know how many cases of lung cancer are going to be on the increase because your government, who wants your junkie money, that's what it is, it's junkie money, junkie tax money. Oh, we'll hook them, they'll be smoking, and we'll be rich. You're a fool. You're a slave. You don't even know it. You went back to slavery. God set you free, and you're back into slavery. What did you learn? You got a drug habit? Do you know there are more rehab units in the United States than churches? Did you ever see the ads for the abortion clinics? They showed a whole staff proudly standing there. If my daughter came home to me and said she's worked, got a job in an abortion clinic, I would close it. I would close it. I would go on strike. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you about Senator Carper from Delaware. The party of death, the Party de la Muerte, votes to kill kids and burn the flag. Get out of it. Run. Get out of it. It is not the party of Harry Truman. It's not the party of JFK. Truman was the best Democrat. JFK was the last Democrat. All the rest are communists. Oh, they won't tell you they're communists. But when they make up that list with all the Catholic names on them, their signature will be at the bottom executing the order to execute. You don't think it can't happen? You don't know how much freedom you've already lost. You have no idea how much freedom you've already lost. Let me calm down and we'll go to the show.
Oh!
time machine. And if you wanted to go back in time, all you had to do was to play the song that entered your life at a certain period of time. Like that Most of All. That was the beginning of 50s rock and roll. And when America owned it. And wouldn't that be great? You go to the home and you see Grandma, and she's a little, feeling a little weak today. And you play Sweet 16. And all of a sudden, Grandma lights up. Wouldn't that be something if you could do that? Well, you know, we got a lot of things in heaven we don't know about. And nobody's talking. So, welcome back to the Spirit of America party. We're going to take a look at what the people in the blog world are saying today. And I don't believe the polls. I believe the polls are rigged by communists or for communists. I don't trust anything that comes out of the mainstream media. I'm looking at a blog from a Minutemen PAC in defense of our sovereign borders. Here's another example of how ranchers and farmers are getting the shaft. They're not being protected. And I got to tell you something, I'm disappointed in Texas. I wouldn't care what the federal government said. If I'm the governor and my people are getting killed, I'm going to protect them. And I'm going to send a bill to Washington. But anyway, the Obama administration has admitted that terrorists are illegally entering this country using the porous southern border to their advantage. That's to the advantage of the Democrat Party, because they don't care about a dead rancher. They want the live terrorist to vote a Democrat. And I got to tell you, I used to do songs dedicated to girls, you know, Come On Marianne, Gloria, name a girl song in the 50s rock and roll coveter, you know, Donna, the prima donna. She's still a prima donna. But Janet is the name I've come to hate. And there are two Janets that are on my hate list. Janet Reno, for what she did to the Cubans in Miami. And Janet Napolitano, who is carrying a terrorist over the border, giving them piggybacks. This woman is totally dangerous. She should be arrested first. She should be arrested as an illegal immigrant. And we take 4 years to sort it out. So, here's what we've got. Still, Napolitano and Obama think that they can get away with claiming the border is more secure than ever. Yeah, send them out there in the middle of the night. Give them a gallon of water. So, as you know, Madam Secretary, Representative Ron Barber, a Democrat from Arizona, asked NAPI, as you know, Madam Secretary, there have been anecdotal reports about material evidence. You know who should go down on that border and get anecdotal reports? John McCain, because he's let all these people in over 25 years. He is the poster boy for drug runners. They love John McCain. Keep those borders open, John. You're doing the right thing.
Well, I made a speech about closing them. I did.
My question is, in 25 years, my question is there any credible evidence to these reports are accurate and that terrorists are, in fact, crossing our southern borders? I'm going to tell you a couple of scenarios. And 911. 911, you know how your mind runs scenarios by you for your approval? I said, how could the Al-Qaeda hurt us the most on the next 911 attack? And I created a scenario where they seize an airport and take all the planes up. And I passed it on to the Port Authority. And they sent investigators to investigate me. They had a suggestion box. I made a suggestion. Well, have you ever been involved? Yes, yes. I've been to the Middle East. I have to admit it. As a matter of fact, I invited George Bush to come to the Middle East with me when he was governor of Texas. I sent him a proud invitation. Come join us in the American caravan to Abu Dhabi. And then George's office checked me out. And they said, this guy is nobody. He's a small businessman. And he's of no value to us. And I got a nice letter back saying, we wish we could come, but this George's schedule is not scheduled to be in Abu Dhabi. And please don't send any more of these requests. But anyway, I was the one camel in the caravan. And when I got there and they seen that I brought nobody, they treated me like dirt. But American stick-to-itiveness held faithful and firm. And I got to my hotel, beautiful hotel, built by all our gasoline money. And I said, hi, I'm Tom, I'm here. And they said, Tom, you're not here, you're going to another hotel. And I said, why is that? They said, well, because oil was $10 a barrel. You lousy American bastard. And we're going to send you to a nicer hotel because we have to evacuate all of the Emiratis on the highway from Sheikh Zayed's palace to the airport because Malik Fahd, King Fahd of Saudi Arabia, is coming. The Emir of Kuwait, Jabbar al-Jabbar, is coming. All the princes, all the Sultan of Oman, Qaboos, is coming. Yeah. All of the princes of the Trucial States are coming. And we're going to raise the price of the oil to $30 a barrel. Get out of here, you American dog. So I went to this other hotel, and sure enough, they raised the price of the oil. Now, who was on watch at that time that the oil was $10 a barrel? It was Slick Willie. Slick 50 Willie. And who was his Secretary of Energy? Zorro. You know Zorro from New Mexico? Who wants to legalize marijuana for his people because he wants to help his people. Yeah. Richardson, who betrayed Clinton for Obama. I stabbed him good, Barack. I got him right in the back. Yeah. Elliot, is it Elliot Richardson? Yeah, and you know what I found out? I did some research when I came back. Do you know what the oil reserves were at $10 a barrel? You're not going to believe it. 65%. Any housewife that has to go to the supermarket on a special day and with her coupons knows if something's a bargain and it'll never be that price ever again, you scoop it up and you put it on the shelf. But not Elliot Richardson. And the last I saw of him, his car had broken down. He was 3/4 of oil low. Yeah, and that's what's going on in America today. Government waste you wouldn't believe. If they ever uncovered everything they're doing, you know what you would do? You would buy more guns. And then you would buy a ticket to Washington and demand your tax money back. Instant refund. Oh, we don't have money to give here. No, we'll give you a chit. I don't want no chit. I want my money in cash. My wife and I, as small business people, we got a tour of Washington Department of Commerce. A guy who had an office, and it looked like it was an office that was created not to be involved. There was no paperwork anywhere. There was nothing. Just a desk and a phone. And this guy was one of the top guys in the Department of Commerce. And while we were in his office, he goes, "Oh, Senator so-and-so was here. And you want to meet him?" I said, "Yeah, okay." So we go over to meet Senator so-and-so, and he goes, "Senator so-and-so, this is John Q. Public." "Oh, yeah, I know you. Thank you very much for your donation." "Oh, no, I'm not from your state, Senator." "Oh, this meeting is over." Don't think that don't happen. Yeah. "Oh, tell him we're busy. Yeah, we're all praying in the office." Tell him that one. He'll buy that one. Is Hillary Clinton, has she got is she a Janet too? So anyway, let's see what they're saying here. "With respect, there have been, and the Abziad matter would be one I would refer to that's currently being adjudicated in the criminal courts. From time to time, and we are constantly working against different and evolving threats." Yes, like those Americans trying to get back to the border after being kidnapped. "Nor the 5-year-old girls that are being sold into sexual slavery that come across every day. We're looking into that. And various ways they may seek to enter the country. How about they just take a ride on your big-ass bus?" "What I can tell you, however, is that the southern border, the U.S.-Mexico border, is heavily, heavily staffed at record amounts of manpower, material, infrastructure, and the like. Why, we have one border guard for every 1,000,000 miles. And we're constantly making sure we're doing all we can to hurt the American people as safely as possible. Don't let Obamasty, destroy America. Select here to help MMPAC demand Congress secure the border. I want to tell you what I'm going to do as your president. I'm going to make your day." 2 minutes after I'm president, the alert alarm goes off in Fort Hood, Texas, and 60,000 troops pour out of there to guard the border. How's that? Is that good? Isn't that better than being trapped in Fort Hood and being shot by a Muslim shouting Allahu Akbar, a very religious Muslim, a deeply religious Muslim, shouting Allahu Akbar, killing 13, wounding 39, and they're putting him in for the Congressional Medal of Honor, and the troops are helpless, 60,000 troops are helpless, they have to call the cops, and a woman cop comes and puts them down? Are you kidding me? Why do we need the 60,000 troops? We got this woman here. Yeah, you turkeys. Wrong. In August 2007, then-Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell admitted during an interview that there are some cases of terrorists coming across the southwest border, albeit not in great numbers. You don't need great numbers. You only needed 19 guys to take out the prime New York real estate. And would they use it as a path, given it was available to them? In time, they will, added McConnell. In time, they've been doing it for years. If they're successful at it, then they'll probably repeat it. Oh, boy, is that an understatement. Surely, said McConnell, there were a significant number of Iraqis who came across last year, smuggled across illegally. Where was that, asked the reporter. We can't tell you because we're helping more of them come in. Across the southwest border, he said. Oh, you pinpointed it for me. In fiscal 2008, Customs and Border Protection reported 3 individuals at southwest border checkpoints. We were identified as persons linked to terrorism. Oh, so they have checkpoints. And what you do is, you want to come in, you write a check. And then Obama took the reins, or rather, he let them go. Well, he needs every vote he can get. Doesn't matter if the guy's a terrorist. Has nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, if we get lucky, he'll kill some Republicans. In April 2010, Mahmoud Youssef Qurani was indicted in the Eastern District of Minchikin, the Mecca of Muslimhood. Minchikin, which once was Mitt Romney's hometown. on one count of conspiracy to support Hezbollah. Only one count. Gee, when they went after Lieutenant Behenna, they came up with 20 counts. Oh, but he was an American. You got to expect that. He loved his country. I wonder if he's got any regrets today. I don't think so. Those people are made of steel. God bless him. And God take care of him rotting away in an American prison for being an American. This was the same year Judicial Watch reported that U.S. Border Patrol captured thousands of non-Mexican persons illegally entering the United States. The countries of origin included Yemen, Mexico, Iran, Mexico, Sudan, Mexico. These must be all villages in Mexico. Somalia, Mexico, and Afghanistan, Mexico. Atlantis Journal, too, found federal court documents filed in San Antonio, Texas, that revealed an indictment against Ehed Mohammed Dakane for smuggling hundreds of people legally into the United States. Among them were Somalis from the terrorist group Al-Shabaab, the youth. Oh, they're bringing in young ones. That's good. Yes. We can make them watch Sesame Street at Gitmo. We're in trouble, folks. We gave our country away to the enemy. And our biggest enemy sits in Washington, D.C. And if you don't get rid of them, they're going to get rid of you.
You don't believe that because you're an American and you know how to debate. You've been taught to debate. And when they hijack the next plane and you see two pilots with their heads cut off and a stewardess with a stab wound in the chest, you're going to get on your knees and say, oh, there's blood on the floor here. And you're going to say to that, Mr. Terrorist, look, Mr. Terrorist, I know that you're a reasonable person. And I know that we can come together on this. Why are those buildings coming up so fast? Yeah. That's it, man. One thing Patton said, he said he lived to see America survive two preemptive strikes. And he didn't think in the next generation that we would have the luxury of survivability if we're struck first. So you think about that and remember, just dial your phone right now. And that's how long it takes to kill you. That's how long it takes. A couple of digits on a pad, and you're gone. But we're going to be ready. You know what we're going to be ready with? We're going to be ready with the book report. We're going to be ready with the committee. We're going to be ready with the hearings. This never should have happened. I know it. I know it for a fact, because I investigated. And when I got through all those bodies, I knew that this should never have happened. And that's my conclusion. Yeah. And I'm running for Senate.
So fine. So fine. So fine, yeah. My baby's so doggone fine. Love me come rain, come shine. Oh, oh.
scenario about being in Abu Dhabi. Imagine if oil was $10 a barrel right now under the Obama administration. Mr. President, gas is down to 17 cents a gallon. Oh, well, we can't let that stand. You know what? We'll make it all taxes. Keep it at $4.50. We got to take care of our friends. We got to win some votes. Yeah, this guy is not looking out for us. He's only looking out for Obama. Yep. We got to help the people that need help. That's the working class. That's the hardworking stiffs. I come from a generation where a father worked and the mother was a full-time housewife. And I'm watching an ad today. They're tinkering with a child-free airline bookings. We'll put you on a plane. There'll be no brats. How's that, huh? Is that a coming together of America? I think that the guy who designed that should have to work at daycare center with no alcohol. Oh, man. I'm going out with a song. I'll give you a nice song here. And remember Lieutenant Bahena in your prayers as he rots away in prison. I'd hate to tell you about that prison and what I know about it. Not that there's anything wrong with the prison, but they have a record of hanging Germans in an elevator shaft during World War II. So America is capable when they get mad. I was watching that story about this Corporal Das. You know, it's in comic book form. Now, why that comic book is not in every public school in America is because the communists are running the school system. That's a tremendous story. The guy was a conscientious objector. He refused to wear a weapon in a combat zone. And a Japanese soldier said that he had him in his sights three times, and three times his gun jammed. You think about that. And yet they've got a comic strip about him, and you'll never see it in a communist cucumber school. But when your daughter comes home from fifth grade class and says, "Guess what I learned in school today, Ma?" Ma's going to be wearing a diaper because she's not going to believe what she hears. This is for Lieutenant Bahena. And all the other Bahenas.
When I cannot close my eyes and the night goes on, troubles taunt on every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who comes near, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
I owe you one Star Spangled Banner. We'll do it next show.